Yes, sir. It's kind of, well, I wouldn't say nation. Well, it is kind of nationwide in some circumstances, because there are people that, there are some hams that even come in internationally. So it's pretty big. I haven't been, I think there was a gentleman who just fairly recently drove down to Orlando Ham Cajun, which is another one, obviously, in Orlando. I've never been there, so I don't really know as far as the size and comparison to, you know, the amount of vendors and such for Dayton. But, yeah, Dayton's kind of one of the major, I guess you could say a swap. It's also a trade show because they have all the major manufacturers there, you know, showing off their goods and such. So it's something I think you should do at least one time, even if you're not planning on purchasing anything. Which does bring back what the question was I wanted to ask you before when you were making mention about getting into QRP. I like doing QRP as well myself too. Kind of a nice challenge. Talking about kits, I've got it's called a tuna tin that I've got to see about putting together. Basically a small QRP radio for 40 meters, and it's basically you put it in an Eltoid tin. So it's about the size of an Eltoid tin. So I've always enjoyed doing that, mostly with CW, because I think it's a lot easier with QRP and with CW, although it's possible to do it with phone and that. But I was going to ask you, have you talked with anybody else, had any suggestions for you know, what they like about their QRP radios? Gosh, I can't remember the model number here now, but I want to say FTX1 or something. That's probably not the right one here, no. But I know some people have talked about that they think they had a 10-watt small HF rig that they could use for POTA activation and such. And so far, it seems that the opinion that I've heard on the radio, even though I can't recall the model number, have been pretty positive.